from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The President and Prime Minister meet the press.
The United States respects the sovereignty of the British people and their right of self-determination. A free and independent Britain is a blessing to the world.
President Trump's opening statement regarding the enduring relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. in a joint news conference with him and British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Madam Prime Minister, we look forward to working closely with you as we strengthen our mutual ties in commerce, business, and foreign affairs.
The Prime Minister expressed optimism and offered what both countries consider the number one priority.
Now, today we're discussing a number of topics, and there's much on which we agree. The President has mentioned foreign policy. We're discussing how we can work even more closely together in order to take on and defeat Daesh and the ideology of Islamist extremism wherever it's found.
And then a series of questions from a British correspondent wondering if there'd been any subjects where they had disagreed, listing a series of controversial stands taken by the new president, including torture and banning Muslims.
I've been listening to the president and the president has been listening to me. That's the point of having a conversation and a dialogue. And we have been discussing a number of topics. We'll carry on after this press conference, meeting and discussing a number of other topics.
Mr. Trump talked about the role James Mattis, his Secretary of Defense, would take under questions of utilizing torture.
I don't necessarily agree, but I would tell you that he will override because I'm giving him that power. He's an expert. He's highly respected. He's the general's general. Got through the Senate very, very quickly, which in this country is not easy, I will tell you.
This is VOA News. Nikki Haley is the new United States ambassador to the United Nations. The former governor of South Carolina stepped to the microphone for the first time today in the lobby of the UN. With more, here's Jeff Custer for VOA.
In her first meeting with reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Haley said the Trump administration will have the back of its allies and make sure its allies have its back as well.
For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. And this administration is prepared and ready to go in, to have me go in, look at the UN, and everything that's working, we're going to make it better. Everything that's not working, we're going to try and fix. And anything that seems to be obsolete and not necessary, we're going to do away with.
Haley said the goal of the Trump administration is to show value at the UN. And the way they will show value is to show its strength and to show its voice. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Police chiefs from different parts of the United States have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Marty Walsh is the mayor of the city of Boston, Massachusetts.
48% of our children, like myself, have at least one foreign-born parent. Boston was here for me and my family, and for as long as I am mayor, I will never turn my back on those who are seeking a better life.
Law enforcement authorities say the Trump actions are troubling. Russia's foreign minister says Syrian peace talks slated for February have been pushed back to late February. Sergei Lavrov announced the delay today in a meeting in Moscow with several Syrian rebel groups. Now, today is January the 27th. It's also Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day when the world is to pause and reflect upon the atrocities of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany and the efforts made to eliminate the occupied countries of World War II of all Jews, Gypsies, and homosexuals. Now, facts are irrefutable that 6 million Jews were killed as a result of the machinations of a madman. Antonio Guterres is the United Nations Secretary General.
And it would be a dangerous error to think of the Holocaust as simply the result of the insanity of a group of criminal Nazis. On the contrary, the Holocaust was the culmination of millennia of hatred, scapegoating, and discrimination targeting the Jews, what we now call anti-Semitism.
Antonio Guterres then expressed concern that the reverberations of that horrifying moment in world history continue to pulsate throughout the world today.
Tragically, and contrary to our resolve, anti-Semitism continues to thrive. And we are also seeing a deeply troubling rise in extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Irrationality and intolerance are back.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.